The Radio Buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day.
285 counts. This guy, they can't convict. He gets one count of conspiracy. How does this happen?
Let me tell you something, Kevin. This is nothing short of a catastrophic embarrassment and humiliation for the Justice Department, for the Obama administration, for the U.S. Attorney's Office.
The count? Conspiracy to blow up a building.
This was going to be sort of the show trial to show the world that these Guantanamo detainees can be tried, you know, in our civilian court system rather than military tribunals.
That was Clint David, lawyer at Dallas-based law firm David Goodman and Madole, speaking with Kevin Miller at KIDO in Boise, Idaho. Fox's Todd Starnes echoed a similar sentiment to Jamie Allman at KFTK.
This was the test case for the 9/11 terrorists. And so the question from the White House now is, or to the White House, is do they go ahead and give in and say, you know what, we made a mistake, we need to have military tribunals.
Ahmed Ghilani, called by prosecutors a cold-blooded killer and terrorist. The defense arguing that Ghilani didn't even know the plot, which killed 224 people, many of which were Americans, in embassies in Tanzania and Kenya. Ghilani faces 20 years to life in prison. His attorney plans to appeal the verdict. Buzzing on to the next big thing, airport security, a huge issue right now. Pat-downs and full-body scans facing many holiday travelers next week. Civil rights groups say the more invasive screening violates civil liberties, including freedom of religion, the right to privacy, and the Fourth Amendment, which protects people against unreasonable search and seizures. More than that, there's a greater safety concern, according to Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Atticott, director for the Center of Terrorism Law at St. Mary's University.
What does that mean? Does that mean he walks in how many years?
Well, he's facing 20 years in prison, but his attorney says they're going to appeal the verdict. He could get a maximum of life in prison, but it's highly unlikely. The attorney's even asking for time served. I think the guy's been in prison since 2004. So there's no clear indication that that he's going to serve 20 years in prison. We just don't know.
That was Atticott speaking with Fred and Pam at WHBC in Canton, Ohio. I'm Jessica Curtis, and that's your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.